Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Kathy Perry is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, social media extraordinaire. KathyPerry.com is her website. I encourage you to check it out and use her to help you with your social media strategy. And Kathy, you know that even though I'm, you know, I act like the curmudgeon and the Luddite and the anti-social media person on the show here sometimes, we use social media every day in our business. I use it all the time. It's an important part of our publishing. However, I do want you and I to take this segment and talk a little bit about a concern that I have, and it's always been a concern of mine since you first heard me call myself the social media heretic 10 years ago. And that is what social media hath wrought on society. I hear authors saying that people aren't buying as many of their books as they used to. And I say, why do you think that is? And they say, because I think people spend their time on social media. Or our magazines are having a tough time. Newspapers have gone by the wayside, more and more of them. Yep. And you can trace it right back to what people do with their time. And more of their time is spent online, largely on social media. And a lot of the stuff that they're getting on social media is not putting things that are good in your head. I mean, who you get to decide what's good and what you read, and I don't. Mm-hmm. But if you're reading a book, if you're reading an article that an author wrote and an editor edited, You assume that's higher quality than what Billy Joe Bob said about his picnic.
Yes. And you know what? Everybody uses social media differently. But because we are a mobile society, everybody's on their phone. And they're being alerted all day long to incoming messages and information. So everything that they're doing is being disrupted every single day. Because there's always a ping or, you know, some mm-hmm. tone or a vibration mm-hmm. or something on their phone letting them know. And people do not go anywhere without their phone.
Yeah, I don't. I admit it. I don't.
That is their umbilical cord. And they feel totally disconnected if they don't have their phone with them.
If you see me at a restaurant waiting on my wife, I've got my phone out, and I'm, and you might say, well, he's checking the social media feeds, but I'm not. I'm reading the Wall Street Journal, more than likely,
so you could say
if I see somebody, you know, on their phone, I might accuse them of searching their feeds, but you can sort of tell what they're doing by the way they're doing their fingers, right? You can tell what's happening with on the phone by the way they're moving their fingers, right?
Exactly. And actually, I don't know if you've seen the ad. There's an ad for one of the automobiles that has the safety mechanism to stop if you're going to hit mm-hmm. someone. And the ad is showing everybody is not paying attention to what they're doing. They're all on their phone.
Distracted driving.
And it's affecting the driving. But, I mean, people walking, they're walking out into the street in front of cars. Because they're on their phones,
They're getting killed.
Yes. So it's really I couldn't believe that ad, and I forget which automobile it is, but you know it's showing how distracted everybody is because mm-hmm. they're looking at their phone. And I have to tell you, I had the same thing happen to me. Some man on his phone walked right into the middle of the street, and as I was driving and. I almost hit him, and it just scared me a lot.
I bet.
Because, you know, you think, you know, you'd have no expectation that someone is going to walk right into traffic. You know?
Do you think that over the next 10 years, and I know some of the younger people are spending, there's a movement now to stay off of social media a little bit, to wean yourself a little bit. Do you think 10 years from now we'll look back and we'll be saying, okay, we're using it more as a tool. We're no longer absorbed in it. We're using it as a tool. It's not taking over our lives. Do you think that'll happen?
I don't know. I mean, if I had that crystal ball, I could probably sell that information.
I'm hoping I pray that that's the case, Kathy. How about that?
Will you pray with me, Kathy?
Oh, Lord, let's pray. Oh, Lord. Hey, Kathy, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. KathyPerry.com. She's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingham. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.